minute!
The Keystone Pictures lot had started as a farmyard. It was a cluster of barns, bungalows, open stages, studios and streets lined with paddy wagons and tin lizzies. Carpenters, actors and office workers went about their business with ant-like urgency. Three or more comedies were always in production simultaneously, so every thoroughfare had its hazards of props, scenery and motorcars on the move.
You look lost. Can I help?
I hope so. I was told to go to the wardrobe, wherever that is.
You're new, aren't you? What's your name?
Mr. Sennett calls me Keystone.
Keystone it is, then. He's the gospel here. My name is Amber Honeybee. Don't say it's sweet. I've heard that a million times.
Amber Honeybee. It conjures all the fragrances of summer.
Gee, that's a nice thing to say. Are you a poet?
Hardly. For the last 10 months, I've been travelling across the country as an acrobat and actor in vaudeville. But now I'm a Keystone cop.
You're one of the cops? Since when? I thought I knew them all.
I enlisted 2 minutes ago.
I hope you like it. Hey, I've been listening, and you've just got to be English.
I have that honor and privilege.
Do you know Charlie Chaplin? He was here, you know.
Well, of course, we all come out of the same stable, so to speak, as English variety performers. And I'd be happy to tell you all about it sometime.
Uh-oh, I've got to run now. I'm in a film at Exposition Park.
Oh, you're an actress.
Just bit parts at the moment, but I'm going to have leading roles one day. I must go. It's Mr. Brennan directing. I'd hate him to get mad at me because I was late. But do let's talk again soon.
I'd love that.
Wardrobe's over there. Ask for Winnie.
Right, I will. I will! Thanks!
And he hired me on the spot. Didn't ask what my background was or anything.
If ever there was a man who trusted his own instincts, it's Max Sennett. Yeah. Hold still, Keystone. Oh.
The ruler of wardrobe was called Winnie, and her domain was a huge shed with racks of costumes hung on one side and rows of baskets lining the other. At the head of a queue of women working sewing machines was Winnie, her mouth full of pins and brandishing a measuring tape.
You'll find that the waist is 30 inches.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked my way across the entire country as an acrobat, but I have essayed a monologue or two, so I've experienced plenty of theatre managers, but no one like your Mr. Max Sennett. Oh, and the inside leg is 34. Oh!
So it is. Now, try this jacket. If it feels too broad across the shoulders, then it's just right.
Oh.
Cops wear them loose across the shoulders for mobility because of the stunts they have to do.
Oh.
So, how did you come to the Keystone lot?
In my motor car.
No, what I meant, you have an automobile?
I bought it 2 weeks ago. Well, after 10 months in vaudeville, I was ready for a bit of a fling. I blew most of my savings on it, but I love it.
Oh, your very own automobile? Where are you going after you leave here?
Well, now that war has been declared in Europe, I'm not really sure that...
No, after you get fitted for a uniform, where are you going next?
Oh, somewhere called Exposition Park. I gather they're filming there. Mr. Sennett said
that you're to start learning the business, right?
Right.
But I bet he didn't tell you where Exposition Park is.
Well, no.
So, you give me a lift, and I give you directions. Deal?
A deal. Are those the trousers you want me to try?
Yeah.
I get it. Mobility.
I'll pin them, and then we'll go. They'll be ready tomorrow. Report here. Leave your own clothes in one of the baskets. Your uniform will be on a rack.
Right.
At Exposition Park, I'll point out some of the boys. They'll show you the routine.
You're very kind. Everyone's so helpful.
Oh, yeah?
Just outside, I ran into an actress on her way there. Well, she was most forthcoming.
A little blonde. Curls like Mary Pickford.
Well, yes. She's only got a bit part today.
But if ambition were all that counted, she'd be on top of the heap.
Oh.
They say she gets it from her mother.
Where the hell is Mabel? Is she in position yet?
Honestly, Exposition Park was a permanent fairground. Everyone was gathered near the roller coaster where something was being filmed. I ain't going to
apologize for sticking my nose in. The man next to Mac is the director.
Uh-huh.
I've got work to do, but make yourself known. People here are pretty good about breaking in a new hand.
I'll do that.
And thanks for the lift in your automobile.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, Murray, it's a tricky little stunt, so I figure we'll do a rehearsal. But you might as well have the camera running just in case. Of course, you're the director on this one.
No, that's what I had in mind too.
Mr. Sennett, sorry I'm so late.
Who's this?
It took some time to find wardrobe, but I'm here now. Has anything important happened?